This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Deadly shootout in Waco, Texas. Gunfire erupted at a restaurant between five rival biker gangs. When the bullets finally stopped flying, nine people were dead.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 18th, 2015. A happy belated birthday to the daughter of J. Anthony Brown. That would be Kenya.
Very belated.
How belated?
It was like a week ago.
You're her father.
I am.
Okay. Oh, geez. Hope you're not counting on her to come to the old folks' home, are you?
No, okay. Well, she won't be. Don't even put her name on the guest list.
Thousands of commuters who depend on Amtrak's Northeast Corridor service again are on the rails, able to board the trains this morning to get to their destinations. Amtrak says trains resuming service. They have completed first thing this morning, not quite 1 week after the deadly derailment that killed eight and injured more than 200. The safety of the passengers and crew remains their number one priority, according to the president and CEO of Amtrak. Two trains have reported, a regional Southeast Eastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority train and an Amtrak Acela, reported being struck with projectiles in the area near the crash site. One passenger has reported he heard a loud boom before the train he was riding on came to a stop, and the engineer, who appeared shaken, told passengers something had hit the train. Meanwhile, Amtrak spent the weekend installing new speed controls on the curved section of track at Frankfort Junction, where the fatal derailment occurred, and the result of an order by the Federal Railroad Administration to install the automatic train control system as an immediate step to improve safety. Over the weekend, U.S. Special Operations Forces killed a key ISIS commander during a weekend raid in eastern Syria, securing intelligence on how the terror organization operates, communicates, and earns money. The high-ranking official was killed. His wife was captured by the forces, and they say that they are looking at a lot of information coming out of that raid. On the other side of this, the Islamic State group killed at least 500 people, both civilians and Iraqi soldiers, and forced 8,000 to flee their homes as it captured the city of Ramadi over the weekend. The Shiite militias vowed to mount a counteroffensive and reclaim the Anbar provincial capital. We'll see how that goes.
Did you see the reenactment on the news of the raid of the Delta forces and the helicopters
They went in there,
blew that wall open, and shot and killed the second in command, took the man's wife and another woman.
Yeah, who now, was being held as a slave.
Is that what?
Big Chief.
Yeah, that's Big Chief.
Yeah, the president gave the okay on that.
Oh, I'm going to kill you, take your papers and your wife and your woman. They took two women.
Big Chief ain't playing, man. He is not playing.
Do you remember Shanisha Taylor, the Arizona mother, whose mugshot went viral last summer after it became national news that she left two of her children, 2 years of age and 6 months of age at the time, in a hot car while she went on a job interview in Scottsdale, Arizona?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, she pleaded guilty to one count of child abuse in order to avoid a second count. Prosecutors dismissed upon her agreement, and she has been given the lengthy probation sentence of 18 years so that both her youngest children will be adults by the time her probation ends. She'll also have to complete parenting classes as a part of her sentence. This goes on in Waco. Police say at least nine people dead and others wounded after a fight between rival motorcycle gangs at a Texas restaurant turned into a shootout Sunday afternoon. Eight bikers were killed at the restaurant. One other person died at the hospital. At least 18 people were hurt. Police initially said three gangs were involved, but later said factions from at least five gangs took part in that shootout.
That's like Son of Anarchy,
Sons of Anarchy.
It's like a show, right, Blair?
No, I don't watch that shit.
You didn't watch that one?
I can't stand that. I can't stand that guy.
Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and five-time heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield squared off in their charity bout Friday night in Salt Lake City. They went two rounds, and not for nothing, Mitt Romney has the best body of a 68-year-old man that I've seen. he might not be able to fight, but when he took his shirt off, people were like, "All right, yeah. Mitt, see what you're working with. You may not be
Mitt's
much of a
person." Huh?
Mitt is quite fit, but they did raise money for his charity, and they were both good sports about it. Those are your headlines.
Bill Maher had the best line,
which was
he said, "Obviously, Mitt Romney likes to get beat by black guys."